What is going on, guys? Matt O'Leary back with another video here to preview the New York Jets going against the New Orleans Saints game. This is going to be a tough watch as it's two not so great teams. The Jets have been playing abysmal. The Saints playing much better football. But in order to make this a little bit more fun, I'm doing a people guess game. All you have to do is answer the five prediction questions. Like one of them is, will Tyler Shuck have over 1.5 passing touchdowns? I voted over because I think he's played well and the Jets defense has not. So all you have to do is sign up at peopleguess.com for your chance to win $100. So get in on the fun. All right, let's get into this one, guys. The Jets 3-11, who are 27th in points and 30th in points against, going up against the New Orleans Saints, who are 4-10, 29th in points for, and 19th in points against. Now, New Orleans started out in a very similar boat to the Jets. They were 1-8 to start their season. But over the last 5 weeks, they are 3-2 in their last five games. They have a winning record. With two wins over the Carolina Panthers, who are fighting for the NFC South lead, and a win over the Tampa Bay Bucks, who are also now in the same boat fighting for, you know, playoff positioning at the top of the NFC South. So they're doing it against, you know, pretty quality competition. Now, it's not like, you know, the Bucks are, you know, the cream of the crop in the NFC. They started off hot, but they're around 500. And same thing for the Panthers, which, you know, both those teams have better records than the Saints. But right now, the Saints are, you know, playing some pretty good football. And ever since they turned it over to Tyler Shuck, the rookie quarterback that they took in the second round, they're 3-3. And he's looked pretty good in these games. You know, at, like most rookies, there's been some highs and some lows, but the floor isn't atrocious with Tyler Shuck. And, you know, he looked good in their most recent game over the Carolina Panthers, and I think should more than likely be able to pick apart this Jets embarrassingly poor defense. Now, the big story from this week is the Jets made a change at defensive coordinator. Steve Wilks out. Thank you, Lord. And now going in and going with Chris Harris, who is put in a tough situation. Only three games left. They are running a practice squad preseason level roster right now. My expectation is for him not to come in and it's like, oh, the light switch turns on and everyone's good again. That doesn't seem very likely. There's too many people out. The Saints are rolling. The Jets are kind of just stuck in the mud and not playing good football. I like Chris Harris. I think he's a good dude, but not exactly put in the best situation here down the stretch. So with that, let's get into my sleeper picks and stat predictions. I have Tyler Shuck, 200 plus passing yards, Nick Folk, more than 1.5 field goals made in this game, and A.D. Mitchell, less than 47.5 receiving yards. Excuse me, I almost said passing yards, receiving yards. Use promo code O'Leary and you'll get up to a $100 match on your first deposit. New offer, free $20, no deposit required. Promo terms and conditions apply. So just looking at the quarterback matchup, Tyler Shuck versus Brady Cook. Shuck, I think, you know, he's going to put up a pretty typical performance for him. No turnovers in this game, though, because the Jets defense has yet to force an interception on the season. 20 of 30, so like a 66.7 completion percentage. Two touchdowns, no picks, somewhere around 230 yards, 111.8 passer rating. I think he'll put up good numbers against this Jets defense. On the flip, I think Brady Cook does pretty much exactly what he's done the last two games, 18-33, we'll say, 54.5 completion, one touchdown, two picks, 168 passing yards, so a 53.6 passer rating, somewhere in that range. And I'll give you a bold prediction. I think Chris Olave goes for 75-plus receiving yards and two touchdowns in this game. I think it's going to be an offensive struggle fest for the Jets. Not that, you know, the Saints defense is one of the best in the league, but they're not as bad as where they previously were. And the Jets offense has struggled to score points for a majority of this year. And with Brady Cook, I know they got to 20, but that was, you know, some garbage time production there. I think this is going to be a low scoring game, which transitions perfectly into my final predictions and final thoughts here. I am 9-5 picking the Jets game straight up, 7-7 against the spread, so an even 500. The Jets are 4.5-point underdogs in this game on the road in the Superdome in New Orleans. I'm picking the Saints to win 24-13. The Saints, they've been winning and winning in low scoring games. I think they'll be able to score a little bit more against this Jets defense that's used to giving up 30 plus points every week. I don't think the Saints get up quite that high. But for the Jets, I think they get in the end zone once. I think they kick a couple field goals. And I know some people are now at this point where they are nervous about winning games and ruining draft positioning. And I don't have that same fear. I really don't. And maybe that's naive on my part, but I just think with how the Jets have looked the last 2 weeks, and on top of that, you know, the number of guys who are out and the quarterback play they're getting from Brady Cook, I don't think you have to worry this week. And especially the 2 weeks after that, when you're going up against the New England Patriots and Buffalo Bills, two teams who are jockeying for playoff positioning, they ain't resting starters. So I don't think you have to worry about that. If that's something that concerns you, let me know your thoughts on this game down below in the comments. I'm Matt O'Leary. Subscribe here if you're new, and I'll catch you next time.